Yeah, the bottom Gemara Chof Dal on the base again. The last shalom was we came out that most Yisurim, it's only Yosef Yidi Kederach Achilo and Kederach Hanoson, but Shaloi Kederach Hanoson is Mutim Midiraisa. It's only Yosef Midirabonin. Then the Gemara said though, Abaya said, Amar Abaya, Hakel Moidim Maklai HaKerim. The Yisra, the Klai HaKerim, that's also Banur, that if you have vegetables growing near the Kerim, in the, near the vine, near the grapes, Shaloiken Aleim Afilu Shaloiken Derech Hanosim. As Yisra Klai HaKerim, you get Malkus, even if you have Hanor, Shaloiken Derech Hanosim. Why is this Yisra Hanor different than all over? My time of Mishum Dloik Sivbu Achila. Because here it doesn't say the word Achila. Because when the Torah says Eloshen Achila, we say Achila means Kederech. You have to, you're only over the Yisra if you do it the normal manner of a Derech Achila. Here, Klai HaKerim, the Torah doesn't say an Yisra as Achila. Like Rashi says, the Pasuk just says, Pen Tikdash Hamaleya, Demash Malay Tehenem Imenu, Elo Tesofenu. So the Torah doesn't say a Loshen of Achila, just that it's also Bahano, so even Shloike Derech Hano is also Bechlau the Yisra. And so whenever the Torah doesn't say the Yisra, but Torah says Loshen Achila, it even means Shloike Derech Hano. So the Gemara Meitzvah, so I have a kashra on you. Yisra ben Yudu Aymer, Minayin Labosa Becholav Shuwasar. How do I know Bechlau you're not allowed to eat meat and milk cooked together? Nemakan, so the Pasuk doesn't, the Torah never says Loi Toichol, the Torah never says Zosat eat it. So how do we know there's an Yisra not to eat milk and meat together? It says the Hekish. Nemakan ki yam kodeshato. It says by Bosa Becholav in the Pasuk ki yam kodeshato. V'nemalahalan, another Pasuk says by Treifo, v'yan shei kodesh tiyoli. So ma lahalin osir, just like by treifa, the other pasuk says clearly, you're not allowed to eat a treifa, is afkan who adin here by the isra of bosa becholov, osir, it's osir to eat it. Trashi, bosa becholov, any Rashi on this? No Rashi here. So the aimli yellow bachila, this hekish kiyam kodesh and am kodesh, on anshe kodesh, as kodesh and kodesh, we all know this nisra achila. Because treifa, it's only also tita treifa. A treifa, the pasuk says, like hella tashnichen oisoi, it's mutter bahano. So, in liyela bachilu, you're not allowed to eat bosa bachol that was cooked together. Bahano minayin, how do I know it's also to have hano? When bosa and cholod is cooked together, it's also bahano. Or mata kalvachoyim, ada kalvachoyim, then it's also bahano. Or ma orlo, ma doch the isa orlo, that means the first 3 years you have a fruit tree growing, that the peris are orlo the first 3 years. You didn't do any yisra by planting the tree. You're allowed to plant the tree. The Torah just says the first 3 years you can't eat the fruit. Still, we say asur bano. We have sukkim before arelim three times arelim to say that orla is also bano. So once I know that this yisra orla, the first 3 years of the parents, it's also bano. Bosa becholuf. If you have now milk and meat that you cook together, shenev de boyavera. There's an avera involved in just making the bosa becholov. Like the bottom Rashi says, bosa becholov shenev de boy avera kishe bishlu. When you cooked it together, that's an avera by itself. V'yover olav alav loy savashal. The Torah says you're not allowed to cook milk and meat together. So maduch bosa becholov. First you have to do a ma'is avera to get the heft of bosa becholov. Ezein adin she yasa bano. Pshita bosa becholov should be yasa bano. It can't be worse than orla. Madach orla, you didn't do any in Avera. Still, when the Torah says, don't eat it. It means it's Asa Bahanom, Basa Bacholah should also be Asa Bahanom. For the Gemara, no, you can't learn out Basa Bacholah from orla. I tell you, Mala orla, Shekhen Lahoy Shalah, Shalahoy Shalah, Shasta Kosher. Orla never had a Zman that you're allowed to eat it. Like the first 3 years when this tree is growing, any fruit that grown with Chila, when it was grown with an Isser on it. It was grown with an Isser orla. You're not allowed to eat it. Mashenke time of a bosa becholov shoy saloi shasa kosher bosa becholov beforehand you're allowed to eat the meat by itself, you're allowed to drink the milk by itself, both of them was heter. Just now that you cooked the two together, now it became awesome. But since both things by itself is mutter, maybe the sister is not so chum, is not so strong like orla. Only orla that metchile was created with an iser on it, that's also bano. But bosa becholov that metchila was mutter to eat each one separately. Maybe even though it's together now and now it's navera, maybe it's mutter bano. You can't learn out yisrono from klal kerem, from orla. Fred Gemara, I'll tell you chometz for Pesach yachiyach. If that's your upshlag, I have a right for chometz for Pesach. Shehoyel leshasa kosher chometz. Everybody knows you're allowed to eat chometz before Pesach. Chometz tana shasa kosher. And still we say, V'yosu b'hano, that it's osu b'hano. So I'll tell you, I'll learn out bosu b'chala from chametz. Just like chametz was once mutter, now it's osu b'hano, maybe bosu b'chala, the same thing. Now that it's osu b'achila, who then it's osu b'hano? So Mar says, no, you can't learn out. Mal chametz v'pesach, shekein onus chorus. Chametz has a special chumra on it. Not only is there a lav in eating it, but there's a chi of chorus if you eat it. Ma'ashen kein orlo, or bosu b'cholav, doesn't have any issa chorus. So since bosu b'cholav doesn't have an issa chorus, I would not know bosu b'cholav is also b'ano from the issa of chometz. So we're back to the kasha. How do we know it's also to have ano from bosu that was cooked with milk? So Gemara says, ma'alachos ha'pesach shkein onis chorus, tiyama b'bosu b'cholav she'enoi onis chorus, ma'ashen kein bosu b'cholav does not have an issa chorus, so I can't learn it out from chometz. So Gemara says on this, klaya kerem yochiach. Yes, miyakasha from chometz, don't learn out from chometz, learn it out from klaya kerem. So what? Shein onus chorus. If you eat klaya kerem, that's, let's say, zroyim, type of vegetables that were grown near the grapes, so it's an issa to eat it, and if you eat it, there's only a lav, there's no chiyav chorus on it. V'yosu b'hano, and klaya kerem is also osu b'hano. So that's the lima. So we're going to learn out now, bosu b'cholov from klaya kerem. Just like klaya kerem, the Torah says you can't eat it. And hu adin is also to have ano from it. Hu adin, bosu b'cholav, is also to have ano from it. That's the maskana, that's the limit. Now we have a kasha, what we all bring this down for? It's going to be a kasha originally on what Abaye just got finished saying. For the Gemara of Yim Isa, if you're going to hold from what Abaye says, Abaye started off here saying that klaya kerem has a special chumra to it. That even though usually isuri hano, it's only osa derech haniyosam. Like we said, chelav, the derech hano is to burn it or to shmir it agabi oris on skin. But to shmir the fats, agabi makosoi, that's called shleike derech hano. So it's muta by shari surim. Only klaya kerem, Abaye said as a chumra, that even shleike derech hano, there's an avera by klaya kerem. So if you hold for an Abaye for the Gemara of Yemisa, if you hold like Abaye said, nifruch, let's say after Perch, you can't learn out bosu v'cholav from klaya kerem. Because I'll tell you, ma leklaya kerem shekein loikin aleim afilu shleike derech haniyosin. You have this big chumra according to Abaye that klaya kerem, the Torah gave a special din to it, that a Torah doesn't say a lashon achila by a klaya kerem to tell us it's also bano even shleike derech hano. So maybe only such an iso that a Torah doesn't say a lashon achila, that's also bano. Ma'ashen kein bosu b'cholav. That the Havimina right now is that it'll be Mutish like a Derech Hano, so I can't learn out the Yisra Hano from Klai Kerem. But this is going to be a Kasha and Abaya. So how does this Brisa say, yes, we do learn out Bosu B'cholov from Klai Kerem. According to Abaya, there should be a Kasha. So this is like a Kasha on Abaya. It's Mashma Abaya is wrong. If you learn out Bosu B'cholov from Klai Kerem, Mashma, they're equal Yisurim. Not like Abaya is saying that Klai Kerem has a special Yisur, even Shleike Derech Hano, it's also. So Gemara answers like this, name the Abaye answers Poshit. Tiyama b'mai, what are we talking about? What issa do we want to learn out from Klaya Kerem that it's also Wasa Bano? Tiyama b'basa b'cholav. You learn out Basa b'cholav. What are you asking me? Shein leikin olav eladarach hanoson. You're telling me now, but Basa b'cholav doesn't have the Chumra Klaya Kerem. Basa b'cholav on the tzad that's Wasa Bano is like any other issa Poshit only. That's only Wasa Kederach hanoson. But shaloike derech hanosan, the din should be ein loiken. Therefore, you ask me a kasha, how can I learn out from klai kerem? So what do I know? Ota b'bosu b'cholav achilu k'ziva bei. Does the Torah say an issa achilam by bosu b'cholav? Fakat, in the gufa p'sukim by bosu b'cholav, the Torah just says loy savashu. The Torah only says clearly, you're not allowed to cook milk and meat together. The Torah b'chol doesn't say you're not allowed to eat it. Fakat, that's where we started off. How do we know you're not allowed to eat bosu b'cholav? It doesn't say lashon achil altogether in the pasuk bosu b'cholav. The only mudum was from kiyam kodesh atom and v'yanshe kodesh tiyuli. So it's a limud from treifa. But in the pasuk bosu b'cholav, the Torah doesn't say lashon achil. So the meila zokta baya very good. On the tzad that bosu b'cholav is also b'ano, it be also b'ano afilu shleike derech hano also. Just like klai kerem. Since the Torah doesn't say lashon achil by bosu b'cholav. So Bosu B'cholav and Klaya Kerem would both have the exact same chumra. They would both be yosser, even shleike derech haniyosan. That's why it's good I could learn out Bosu B'cholav from Klaya Kerem. So the baya tevah b'mai tevah Bosu B'cholav shen leke derech haniyosan. No, oto Bosu B'cholav achilu k'siv bei. It doesn't say loshin achilu by Bosu B'cholav. So Mela, it's very good. Like Rashi says, V'yabaya, Omaloch, Heichin Nifroch, what's the kasha? Heichin, the Simon Lenul said, Loi Nela, Bosa V'cholim, Inei, Neima, Tema, Bosa V'cholim, Otto, Bosa V'cholim, Achilok, Sivdei. Hosam nami loike nolav afilu shloike derech anosam. By bosa becholav poshid, you'll also get malchus even shloike derech anosam. Because the Torah doesn't say on aloshen achilo by bosa becholav. So the Gemara v'iduch, what was the Gemara's kasha? What was the Gemara's havamina? That, who asked the kasha in Abaya? Meisvei. I think some the Gemara asked the kasha. Like, what was the Gemara's havamina to ask the kasha in Abaya? V'iduch, the komaisiv law, sover, they held, loachi kogoma menevelo. Of our koponim after the Xerishovia, Kiyam Kodeshato, and Vyanshe Kodesh, was saying, just like by Trefa, the Torah says, Loi Toichal, it's as if it's said by Bosom Cholabos, Loi Toichal. So the Iduch, the Komais was Sobel, Hochiko Gomim and Nevela. How come we learn it out from Nevela? Rashi says, Nevela is Lavdavka, Rashi says. It means Metrefa. Like we're learning it out from the Posik. Vyanshe Kodesh, Tiuli, that there's an Issa Trefa, Mad Nevela. Just like Nevela should mean Trefa, Derechanoso. It's only Yosef Derech HaNoso, because by Trefa the Torah says Loi Toichel, is the Havimin it was, Af Bosa B'cholav, Derech HaNoso. Who Adin Bosa B'cholav? Once we learn out that it's Osa Teet, the limit is from Trefa, so just like by Trefa the Torah says Loi Toichel, it's as if it says Loi Toichel by Bosa B'cholav also. That's why the Estakasha and Abaya. If Bosa B'cholav is only Yosef Derech HaNoso, so you can't learn it out from Klai Karen that according to Abaya has a tremendous Chiddush. For Yabaya, Abaya says back, no. Lohochi lo kosev achila begufe. But it's true. How do I know Bosa v'cholav is osur? Because I'm learning it out from Trefa. But akoponim, the Torah did not say beferish by Bosa v'cholav loshen achila. Why not? How come by Bosa v'cholav the Torah didn't say loshen achila? So Abaya explains why. Lohochi lo kosev achila begufe. The reason why the Torah didn't say beferish by Bosa v'cholav loshen achila, loima to tell us this klal, shaloike nolav afilu shloike derech hanosan. Even though it's shloike derech hanosan, still you get malchus if you have hanor from Bosa v'cholav. If you take Bosa v'cholav and you have a wound on your hand, and you want to rub it on your hand to heal your wound, you're having hanor from Bosa v'cholav, you get malchus for that. Does like Abaya. So even though we're learning out the yis of Bosa v'cholav from Trefa, and Trefa says Loshen L'Teichel, but Abaya says very good. But of course, Akasha, why didn't the Torah say Loshen Achilom by Bosa v'cholav Mamish, by itself? Elamai to tell us this Chiddush, that Bosa v'cholav Taka doesn't have a Loshen Achilom. To tell us even Shaloi Kederech HaNiyosan, also there'll be a Malkis by Bosa v'cholav. So Melus not share Abaya's din, Abaya that we hold, like Abaya says. Now the Gemara Stam, yes, another Kasha. For the Gemara V'lifluch, so what did you tell me before? You're learning out Bosa v'cholav is osa bano from Klai HaKerem. That was the maskona. For the Gemara v'Lifruch, why don't we ask the kasha like this? Mala Klai HaKerem, you know why Klai HaKerem is so chomer that it's mamish even osa bano shekein loy hois or loy shasa kosher? Because Klai HaKerem never had a heter to it. There was nothing mutter. What's Klai HaKerem? You're taking seeds of vegetables and you're planting it right next to the grapes. So as soon as it starts growing, it's growing with an Issa Klai HaKerem. There's never a heter, you're never allowed to eat it. So maybe that's why it's Osa Bano. Mashen, can you want to learn out Bosa V'cholav? Bosa V'cholav, we said before, each one separately is mutter. The meat you're allowed to eat by itself, and the milk you're allowed to eat by itself. So maybe that Issa is not so chomer. When do we say something's Osa Bano? Only like Klai HaKerem, because the matkhila, when it's grown by Issa. Mashen, can Bosa V'cholav? Now this is the same kasha the Gemara asked before by Orla. The Gemara asks Kashem Orla. You can't learn out Bosa v'cholav from Orla, because Orla, Metkilu, when the peiros are grown, they're grown with the chefs of Orla, you're not allowed to eat it. So what's the Gemara better by Klai HaKerem? You have the same Kashem and Klai HaKerem. The Gemara says, no, Meretz Arayim, Omer Avada Barava Zoysa Meretz. The fact the Gemara did not ask this Kashem Avaraya, that Klai HaKerem, Ikra Nesrin. I tell you, the Ikra means the seed itself becomes Osir. Let's say you take a seed of a wheat seed. Now a wheat seed itself, the wheat itself is edible. Before you put it in the ground to plant it, you can eat the wheat. Now you plant this wheat in the ground, and you plant it right near the grapes. Halacha is when this wheat starts to sprout and starts to grow, you know it becomes osur. Not only the new tfuah that's growing up, but the actual seed itself also becomes osur. As soon as it starts, has shiroshim, as soon as it has roots to it, the seed itself becomes osur. Now that seed had a shasa kosher. Before you put it into the ground, you could have eaten that seed. Now that you put this seed right next to the grapes, it got an Issa Klai HaKerem on it, and that seed that was once mutter now became osur. Samela Klaya Kerem also had a Shasa Kosher. Samela, you can learn out Basa V'Cholov from Klaya Kerem. Both of them had a Shasa Kosher. There was one point that they're both Mutter. Still, we see by Klaya Kerem, now that it's starting to grow near the grapes, even the seed itself becomes Osir. And what type of an Isser? An Isser Hanor, who Adin Basa V'Cholov also becomes Osir with an Isser Hanor. Talmud says, Zoyis Emeris, Klaya Kerem Ikro Nesorim. Before this seed started to sprout, before the roots started to grow out of it, you were allowed to eat the seed. The seed itself was grown the heter. Now that you planted it near the grapes, as soon as it has hashrosha, as soon as the roots start growing from it, right away it becomes osur. And not only the new wheat that's growing up, but even the old seed becomes osur. So it's called the hashrosha kosher. For the Gemara Moser Rav Shemaya, you have a kasha on you, no? It's not mashma like that. There's a mission in Klein that says like this. Hamavir osetz nokov pikerim. Somebody has a flower pot. Osetz means there's a hole. There's a hole in the flower pot. So usually the klal is, if there's a hole in the flower pot, we say the anika, the nourishment from the ground, goes up into what's growing inside the flower pot. Since there's a hole there, the nourishment goes up and it's considered like attached to the ground. That's called it's really growing in the ground. If you don't have a hole, it'll be different. But if you have a hole in the flower pot on the bottom, it's considered attached to the ground. The lock is like this. If you're walking through the kerem, through the grapes there, and you have an otzis nokuf, a flower pot, that inside you have wheat growing. You have vegetables growing inside your flower pot. So amavir otzis nokuf a kerem. You walk through, and by the way, you stop there. You stop there for a day or two. So mavaril doesn't merely mean you're just carrying it straight through in 1 second. You wouldn't have this gemara then. Hamava pasha means you walk through and you put it down for a while. Now, im hoisif masayim, if while this flower pot is standing over the grapes, it grows 1/200 osir, then it becomes osir. Why? Because the halacha of klaya kerem is it's botel echeb masayim. If you have klaya kerem, a grape that's klaya kerem falls into other grapes, if there are 200 hetadik grapes, this one grape becomes botel. That's halacha. By truma you need 100, and by klaya kerem you need 200. The Rashi brings down the Sefri, learns it out from a posik. A posik is only the rabbanon the halacha. Midirais tamadis botel chad betray. But midirabbanon though there's a chumra klaya kerem needs to be botel in 200. So mele here, if you have this otzis nok, if you have this flower pot that you have wheat growing here already. Now when the stay is staying in this kerem, if it grows that more than 1/200 grew here, so this new part that grows, that became usher, and you don't have 200 times as much as that, and what's in the flower pot itself, therefore it's usher. Because it can't become bottle broid. Let's say only 1 inch grew, it was staying there for a week, it was in 1 week this flower pot was resting in the kerem, and it grew 1 inch bigger. So if it wasn't 200 inches before that, so this 1 inch that grew now, you don't have 200 times as much yet in the batlet, therefore it becomes usher. So it's a diyuk. Hoisef in. Loi hoisef lo. Let's say only a fraction of an inch grew. Just a little bit grew. And you have more than 200 times as much there in the flower pot as what grew right now. It becomes mutter. So why is it mutter? Mashma. The flower pot itself, the wheat that's in there, never becomes osir. That always stays mutter. What's osir as klai kerem? Only what's growing new. The new growth, that has an issa klai kerem on it. That's not like we just got finished saying. We just got finished saying that klaya kerem, the zera also becomes osir. So when you put the seed in the ground and the seed starts to sprout, what becomes osir? Not only the new sprouting, but the seed itself became osir. That was the riot had a shasa kosher, that the seed that was once mutter, now when you plant it near the grapes, the original seed becomes osir. So if you can tell me here also in this flower pot, where any time a little bit starts to grow, so if little growth now has an issa klaya kerem on it, the whole growth should become osir. If you're telling me now the ikka becomes osir. So how come the Mishnah says no? It depends how much grows. If an inch grows now, and you don't have 200 inches there, it's taka, it's osir. But mashm, if only if a fraction of an inch grew, and you have 200 times as much as that, it's mutter. Why is the mutter? If you're telling me the whole thing becomes osir, it can't become mutter. The whole thing is osir. The Chorot Saraya, what was there beforehand, does not become osir. Only the new growth becomes osir. Is that the stira? So my answer is no, there's no stira. Omar Rava, Trey Kroy Ksiva. They're both emes. Both halachas are emes, because really it's a stira in the psukim. Ksiv, one pasuk says hazera. Mashma, the seed itself becomes osir. When you plant a seed of wheat near the grapes, mashma, the seed itself becomes osir. Oksiv, another pasuk says, Hamaleya. Mashma Hamaleya means just the new growth. What's growing now, Mashma, we have a flower pot that you have wheat growing in it already. And now you put this flower pot near the grapes. So the new growth, Hamaleya is Mashma, the new growth, that's what becomes Osir. So of course, the theory in the Psukim, does the Zera, the original seed, become Osir, or is just the Malaya, the new stuff that's growing? Rashi says Malaya, the middle of the bottom of wide lines, Rashi says, Malaya, Gidulin, Mashma, only what grows, the new growth, that's what's Osir. So it's a theory in the Psukim, and if the Rabba answers like this, Hoketzad, Zeruah may ikroi b'ashrosha. If you put the seed into the ground, like you have grapes growing there, and now you take a vegetable seed and put it near the grapes, enechanami, then the zera, the seed itself, becomes osur. Not only the sprouting, what grows out of the seed, but the goof of the seed also becomes osur. That's the first pasuk, hazera. Sometimes the seed itself becomes osur. That's when you put the seed, you're starting it off now, growing it now, in klai kerim. Mashen kein, zrua ubo. Let's say it like this. First you had a flower pot growing vegetables by itself. And you had your grapes growing by itself. Both of them grew up nicely by itself. Now you put the two together. Now it depends. Hoisif in. That's called the Malaya. If what grows out of the flower pot more. So if you have what grows now is less than 1/200, it's bottle. But if it's more than 1/200, then it's also. Hoisif in. If it grows an inch now, and you only had 199 inches there before, it's tak osur. Loi hoisif lo. But what grew now is only a fraction of an inch, and you had already 200 times as much of that, then it doesn't become osur. So there's no stereo. When you have the flower pot of the vegetables that are already growing, then we say it can't become osur now, the goof, what's there already. It can only become osur, the new growth, how much more it grows, that becomes klai kerem. But when you put the seed originally, the original growth, you put the vegetable seed near the kerem, then metchil, when it starts to grow, it grows the is the klai kerem, then the Torah says the zera. Even the seed itself, that metchil was mutter, now it becomes osur. So now there's no stira. So the more now, new sugya. Omer Rav Yaakov, Omer Rav Yochanan. Bachol misrapoyim. If a person is sick and he has to use medicine to heal himself, he's allowed to use any type of a medicine, even though it's osa b'achil, osa b'ano, chutz me'yatzi asherah. The only type of a medicine you're not allowed to use is atzi asherah. This is an eight that asherah means that the goyim used for an avodah zarah. It's called an avodah zarah. So if you use the tree of an avodah zarah, it looks, we'll see at the end of the bottom Rashi, that it looks like you're being moided to avodah zarah. It looks like you're worshiping the avodah zarah. Like you're thanking, like you're using this tree. And Tosfos speaks out, it has to be in a case that the doctors tell you, no other tree can heal you. The only type of a tree that can heal your sickness now is this tree that's an avodah zarah. So when you use this tree now, it's as if you're being moided to the avodah zarah. So it's like to be able to avodah zarah, that you have no heter to. Even though you're sick, you can't use an avodah zarah to heal you. For the Gemara Hechidomi, how are we talking about? What type of sickness does this person have? Inay madika sakonam, if the person is mamsa sakonas tofoshes, we're afraid he's going to die, and that's why you say he's allowed to take any type of medicine, even though it's osa b'achil yisra noa, so what? The Torah says v'chai b'hem, you're allowed to do averis to keep yourself alive. So if you're dying, and this is the only refuah you have, you're allowed to eat chazir, if that's your refuah. So v'zorif the Gemara, afilu watse asherinami, the avimim is then even avoy dezora. If it's going to save your life, why should the yis avoy dezora be different than any other yisurim? Elamai vidulek asakona. The person is not so sick. He's not asakona. He's going to die. He's just tam sick. If a person is tam sick and not a question of death, there's no heter to do an averus. If you have a treif, a chazir, you have no heter to eat the chazir. That's your medicine. Even though you're a chayla, you have no right to do averus because you're a chayla. So Gemara says liyolam diika sakona. Avada Rabbi Yaakov was talking about that the person is asakona tefoshes. He may die. So therefore, any iser you're allowed to take, b'shul pikuach nefesh. The afilu hochi still, atzi asher v'loi. You should know you're not allowed to take a tree that the goyim worship for avodah zarah, because that's called like you being over to avodah zarah. Why not? Tetanya wrote in a brace like this. Rabbi Elazar Weimer, im nema b'chol nafshcho. The pasuk says, v'yahav tu es Hashem alakecha b'chol levovcho b'chol nafshcho b'chol yodecho. It's also love Hashem b'chol nafshcho. Loma nemer, the kashrut was have to say two things, b'chol nafshcho b'chol yodecho. It means even to give up your soul, if they want to kill you, or else to give up your money. So mamonishach, whichever is more chaviv, it just should have said that one, and pshita, I know the other one. Why does the pasuk have to say both? B'chol nafshcho b'chol yodecho. So Gemara answers, heis, loma nema b'chol yodecho, v'yim nema b'chol yodecho, loma nema b'chol nafshcho. Mamonishach, what are we talking about? Is money more important than your life? So say you have to give your money for Hashem. And if a person's life is more important than his money, say you have to give your life for Hashem. And the lame enough, the pasuk is telling you like this, that there are two different types of people. Him yesh odem shegufay chavu lavim mamaynoy, a normal person, his guf, his soul, his life, means more to him than his money. So lakach nema b'chol nafshcho. The Torah says there is a case that you have to be moisa nefesh for Hashem. We'll soon see how we know what's going on in Avodah Zarah. But the pasuk says, you have to Hashem lakecha, you have to love Hashem, even if it means giving up your life. For yesh odem, there are some people though, shemamayne chavu lavim gufay. The guy likes his money more than his guf. So if you tell me you have to give up your life, that he would understand. But he would not understand to give up his money, that he can understand. Lakach never, the pasuk will tell you no. B'chom yadecha, there are some people like that. The money means more to them than the life. So the pasuk tells you sometimes you have to give up your money to do mitzvahs also. So this is the pasuk. So it doesn't say clearly, how do we know though that avoid zara, you have to be moisa nefesh. So the Ran explains that really there's a theorem. We know there's a klal v'chai behem. The Torah says you're allowed to keep yourself alive even though you have to do an Avera. Like we're saying, if the only refuah you have is a piece of chazer, you're allowed to eat the chazer, as the pasuk says, v'chai behem. Now another pasuk says no. It says, v'yahavta Hashem lokecha b'chol nafshcho. Means even you have to give up your life for avas Hashem. So who is this theorem? So the Ran says there's one thing we have to think, there's mitzvah avas Hashem. What's the one thing that's the biggest theory, the biggest opposite not to love Hashem? That one thing the Torah is saying you have no right to do, even if it means to kill yourself. And that's Avodah Zarah. The biggest thing there is a stira to avas Hashem is to worship another God. That's the biggest stira to love Hashem. You can't love Hashem and worship another God. Therefore we say Avodah Zarah, that's what the pasuk means. For you have to Hashem lokecha, you have to love Hashem, even if it means giving up your own nefesh. What mitzvah does that mean? Only Avodah Zarah. You can't deem Avodah Zarah even if it means not to, even if that's the only way you'll save your soul. Aye, the pasuk says, v'chai behem, you're allowed to keep yourself alive. But here the pasuk says, no, v'chol nafshecha, that there's one inyan, you have to kill yourself for love of Hashem. What is the love? What's the biggest thing then that makes it you don't love Hashem? That's called Avodah Zarah. So Mela, if you're sick, and the doctor says the only refuah you have is to take the medicine that comes from Avodah Zarah, it's also to do it. Like the bottom Rashi says, the Rashi says the last few lines, the last few words, v'amisrapa b'atzei asherah, somebody heals himself from atzei asherah, nira k'moidebo. It looks as if you're being moida, you're worshipping the Avodah Zarah. I'm not sure that means like you want to thank him because he did it to you, you're moida, but it looks as if you're worshipping the Avodah Zarah. And to worship Avodah Zarah, that's the biggest theory to avas Hashem. Suppose it says, v'yahavto Hashem lekecha b'chol levav v'chol nafshcha, even to be moisa nefesh, you have to not to be oved Avodah Zarah. That's what we're talking about now. A person is dying sick. He's allowed to take any medicine there is. Only avoid the zoranat. Weiter, Merkiyasi Ravun Ravun came, Amr Rav Yechinen. Another locha. Bechol misrapoim. If your person's a chayla sheish per sakona, maybe you'll die. He can heal himself with any type of refuah there is. Chutz mi avoid the zora, like we just said. He's now allowed to be over avoid the zora. Hu adin v'gilu arroyis. He'll have no heter to be over the gilu arroyis. To be boil on isha, that's also to you, even though it's the shalat from the kuach nefesh. The normal case is where a guy comes and tells the man, if you're not going to be boiled this isha, we'll kill you. The halacha is, you have to let yourself be killed, you have no right to be boiled this isha. Or shvichas damin, who are then to kill somebody? If a guy comes with a gun to you and tells you, if you don't kill your friend, I'll kill you, the halacha is, you have to let yourself be killed. You have no right to go and kill your friend. That's these three mitzvahs that are even doicha the pasuk of b'chai behem. Even though he said usually b'chai behem, you're allowed to do the avera to keep yourself alive. These three things are the exception. You're not allowed to be oved avodah zarah. You're not allowed to be boil an isha that's also to you, and you're not allowed to kill somebody else. Poshut means another Yisrael. You can't kill another Yisrael. A guy, I don't think this halacha applies to a guy. Applies only to another Yisrael. You're not allowed to kill another Yisrael. Verse says avodah zarah hodi amarim. How do we know that avodah zarah is supposed to let yourself be killed and not be able to avoid the Zorah? That was a pasuk, that a new pasuk for you have to Hashem lekecha, the chol nafshecha, means even you have to be moisa nefesh to have avas Hashem. What the Ran says, the biggest theory to avas Hashem is able to avoid the Zorah, so you're not allowed to be able to avoid the Zorah, even if it means letting yourself be killed. Gilu arroy to shvichas dom, how do we know these two svaras? These two psukim are not a theory to avas Hashem. If you kill somebody else and you have a gilu arroyis, that's not a theory to avas Hashem. So how do we know that these two averas also, you're supposed to let yourself be killed and not do the avera? You have no heter to do the avera. So Gemara says the Tanya. The Raya is like this.